Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. And the DO, if people are wondering, is actually I'm a doctor of osteopathic medicine.
Same as MDs, yeah. Except you guys don't like to use drugs like me. Yes.
We try not to, and they're still allopathic DOs, but people ask me what that means. So how are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders, pain and non-pain disorders, can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And we've been proving this for many, many years, over 10, 11 years, through the radio with cases, hundreds, thousands of cases of our with the people who have gone through our treatment. Last week, we had three great cases. The most notable is Isela's husband, Fred, who had an acute onset of dementia and had to be taken to the hospital where they thought he had a stroke. And he was just confused. He didn't remember things. He was getting up in the middle of the night, you know, turning on the bathtub, throwing towels in and wandering around the house, leaving the house at night, not remembering anything.
Going up at night to go look for somebody. Underneath the sofa, behind.
Very scary, actually. I mean, we're laughing when we're talking about it because actually he's doing much better. But, you know, if you know people that have gone through this, it's actually very scary and very, very traumatic to, you know, the family members, too, because you see someone who was before very alert and with it. I mean, Fred is in his 80s.
He was humorous.
But very humorous, alert. And he also, at first he came to see us for Parkinson's, and within one treatment, actually, most of his symptoms had gone away. And after a while, he was...
Yeah, severe symptom for 10 years, and one treatment fixed it.
Severe symptoms where he would jerk his legs at night, kicking his wife. He couldn't cut anything to eat because his arms would shake so tremendously badly. And that was actually gone, you know,
after only one treatment.
And with the subsequent treatments, he just got stronger and stronger.
Yeah, got better, yes.
So then with this acute onset of dementia, actually, after the first treatment, he had already improved quite a bit.
But yeah, they gave him more drugs and make him worse.
Right, and this is what we really need to emphasize to our listeners is that with Obamacare, if you do not address the real cause of why we are sick, and one of the, in this case, the cause was actually drug-induced because he was already on Parkinson's medication, but he was also on Aricept too. So then they added Namenda, and then they added Seroquel, and they wanted to increase his dosage after a week. I mean, he was getting worse.
That's why doctors are getting richer.
Well, so in any case, after two treatments, actually, he's off all that medication. He is on a Tylenol PM to sleep at night, which I think is okay because sleeping is important.
After a while, he won't need it.
And after a while, he will not need it. Exactly. Yes. So sometimes you do need the symptomatic medication to help get you over that hump. But ultimately, it needs to be healed from within, and that's with our treatment. And really, I'm actually so amazed with this case because Dr. Tong only gave him two treatments. He forgot my name, too, and I had been seeing him for the past few months, and he forgot Dr. Tong's name.
You forget an old man, that's understandable, but a pretty lady.
That's why I was worried.
Yeah, okay.
So that was a very amazing case. Izella also suffered from shingles. Two treatments that was gone. And she also suffered from severe rheumatoid arthritis for 60 years, almost all her life. And after the first treatment, she was playing piano again. She could make
one treatment.
And that was actually for me, Dr. Tong.
I have many treatments already. I still don't play the piano.
So, yes, those two cases are very incredible. And they do respond well, probably better than some. But really, these cases are not uncommon.
And you can treat Fred next time.
He's doing much better.
Right.
The other case we had with us was David. He's only had one treatment from Dr. Tong, diagnosed with diabetes insipidus, which is different from the type 2 diabetes, where he is just getting up at the night many times to go to the bathroom. Also, severe weakness in his back and bursitis in his left elbow. The pain actually is completely gone after the first treatment.
Yeah, and, both pains.
Right.
And the diabetes insipidus is just a name.
Yes.
You can call it polyuria. That's what we know.
Or polynocturia.
Nocturia. No, all these fancy names.
They're all.
That means the kidney is weak, which also the cause of the low back pain.
Right.
So you can have a million diagnoses, and doesn't matter. One treatment will get them better most of the time.
Right. So we really the treatment is getting the function, restoring function.
Exactly. Restoring health. Restoring independent function.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Peggy. Welcome, Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Elaine. Hi, Dr. Tong.
Hi.
Peggy, give us a little background of when you first came to see us and what you've been suffering from and just your experience
first
with
time.
Us. The first time, yes.
Oh, back in 2008?
Yes.
Yes, I suffered from depression, and I had a lot of upper back and shoulder pain that I've been going to chiropractors for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing Dr. Tong at that time, probably a couple months later, all the pain was gone, and I was off my medication for depression within a couple of months.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then now your upper back and shoulder pain has never come back then, right?
No.
And it's been 4 years.
So all the chronic back pain can be cured once and for all.
Yeah, I can't believe that one went away because I suffered from that for a long time.
Yeah.
Right, because you actually work in an airline, right? So you're on your feet a lot.
Yeah.
So what happened this last time when you came back?
I had just gone through a series. I quit seeing Dr. Tong for a while, went back to trying to go back to a doctor, got back on a medication for depression. Then I decided to try the ECT treatment.
Oh, geez.
Get off medication.
Yeah.
And it
what
didn't
does
work.
ECT stand for?
Electroconvulsive therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That means they shock you with electricity. It's the most inhumane, cruel torture.
It's
that disguised as a medical treatment.
It's very a pretty archaic treatment. It's like
harmful and deadly.
Well, but they put you out now, right? At least they do that, right?
Yes, they do.
So I
actually had heard this on a TV show, and I thought, well, I'll try it. And so I went to a doctor, and most people that do it are on probably five medications because they're just trying to get off some of them. And I was kind of an odd case where they were trying to get me off medication completely.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he could cure my depression at the end of 3 months. said, well, it just didn't work.
Okay, tell us what happened after each treatment. How you felt after each treatment?
Pretty tired, wiped out for the rest of the day. And I was off work. I had to be off work because it kind of it impairs your memory, and you're pretty wiped out. Because in the beginning they do 3 treatments per week, and then it kind of tapers down. But mine was only supposed to be a month's worth, and then when they tried to take me off the medication, I started to go into a panic, and then it kind of stretched it out to 3 months. So.
Let me give you a little detail. After the initial treatment back in 2008, you get better and better and look younger and younger.
Yes.
And I keep mentioning it to you how smooth and shiny your skin, how younger you look. But this second time when I saw you, I was polite because you don't look so good. You look old. You are so wrinkled and sick. But I just say, wow, your face is not quite as shiny as before. What happened? And then you told me about ECT. I say, uh-oh.
So you stopped that treatment then, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not on it. But after it ended, I felt a lot of anger. Like there was still like some kind of anger going on in my system.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to see Dr. Tong, I could not believe after the first one treatment that week, I had more energy than I'd had in months.
Mm-hmm. And you keep calling me and say and you say you want to, yeah.
I can't believe, and I went to see you just twice now in the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to work. I have a lot more energy. I'm tapering off my medication. I'm down to one every 3 days to get off the medication. But
and you were off. You were off work for how long? 6 months, right?
4 months.
Oh, 4 months. 4 months. Okay. And yeah. And you're back to work now. Everything okay or?
Yeah, I just did a 3-day trip that was pretty grueling, and I kept up with it. Like, I couldn't believe how much energy I had to keep up with it. So.
After not working for 4 months, that's...
And how's the depression? Yeah. How's the depression?
I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
You feel happy,
really,
right?
I feel really good. I mean, I just don't let things bother me like I did, and I am doing a lot better.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Tong.
Because next time Dr. Elaine will treat you, and she can handle it easily, okay? And you should actually drop the rest of the medication because your body is functioning normally. You won't have much withdrawal, if any at all. You're just nervous about, no, we drop people's 20 medication at one time, but they're like you, you're same age. And sometimes the withdrawal may be very mild, but nothing severe.
Now, what about your back? You had some sciatic issues too, right?
Yeah, yes, I did. That had been going on for about a year. I joined a gym last year, and I couldn't continue with it because I tried to just do something to try to work it out. And I was going to the chiropractor, and I was on pain pills, just sort of living with it. And
that was recently.
And in the last, now I have the sciatica pain is gone. It's completely gone.
Yeah, she's had it for a year. Well, because Peggy is kind of, you didn't come back for a while, right? It was kind of sporadic.
Yeah, you said.
I went there in 2008, and then I probably kind of tapered off and tried to do my own thing after around 2009 or 10, I think, around 2010.
And then you came back again last year. For the sciatica.
I just started coming back this year in 2012, right. Which was just this last few months. Yeah.
You'll save you so much time and money.
I know it. I've learned my lesson. You know what?
Hey, come back and get torture from us rather than torture from them. There is real torture. Ours is disguised.
Well,
I learned my lesson.
I know. Peggy, you do respond very well to our treatment.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Peggy looks so much younger out of just a few treatments. I'm not kidding. Her face just shines.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I want you to tell us one more thing about feng shui for people who do not know what feng shui means. It's applying the same energy principle as Chinese medicine applied to a dwelling, your residence, your business work. Peggy actually knew enough to ask us to bring my feng shui master, Mr. Liu. When was that we came to your house to do feng shui for you?
I think that was 2009.
Is that 2009,
yeah.
Peggy?
Yeah, August of 2009, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you did everything that he recommended. Tell us any change.
Oh, yeah, the financial part was the big one. My financial, because I had a fountain outside my window, and it was just placed in the wrong place.
Exactly.
And then I needed to add water to this back balcony, and I did those two those changes, and I did notice a big difference in my attitude about money was coming in, where I wasn't stressing about it as much.
Right. And I think you go ahead, sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I think you said you had actually rented out the place right after you did that too, right? You had another property that you had rented out.
Oh, yeah, I have another property. Yeah.
Right.
I was having issues with that, and it rented out pretty quickly, and just money issues just seemed to work out where I wasn't, I don't know, I was always stressing, always worrying about, well, how's the money going to come in, and I can't even tell you how it happened, but the money just started
Let me tell you how it happened, okay? Feng shui really is my number one hobby right now. I do everything on any of my projects, whether it's medical, whether it's family. I adjust the energy. When the energy around you is right, it propels your spirit to do the right thing. Money is nothing but a form of energy. Exchange medium for qi is money. Okay, you use money to buy worker, buy executive qi, labor qi, material qi. So everything underneath is qi. So when the qi can flow into your home more, then you make money. It's really that simple. I have made my life so much easier. And Elaine, my other kids, they all follow the same thing. This is one of the biggest gifts.
Well, I think when you look for a home, it's important to find the right for your.
Or look for a husband or wife. In fact, all the wealthy people throughout China, the intellectual, Confucius, they all practice feng shui. You know, all the really super wealthy people in Asia.
I know, yeah. Trump has his own feng shui
exactly.
consultant.
And all the people in, most people in Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Now you're in feng shui, yeah.
Peggy, thank you so much for joining us today. You sound like yourself again.
Thank you. Yeah, I am feeling much better.
Good.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon then. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Jorge. Welcome, Jorge.
Hi, Jorge.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for spending the time to share your mother's story with us today. I know that you're very busy. Jorge, give us a little background of how you came to know about us and how you brought your mother to see us.
Well, I remember that I was listening to the show on one Saturday, and I just caught like the tail end of an interview.
Mm-hmm.
This person was suffering from diabetes and mm-hmm. I guess the symptoms that they were having. And that's when I went, bing, and I went, ah, and they said, and you can be healed. And, you know, and I was like, oh, you can be cured. And, you know,
yes,
we can,
because we don't just treat the blood sugar.
We treat the whole body.
Pancreas.
Right.
And all the organs. We restore the function of the pancreas, the spleen, mm-hmm. the lung, the kidney, everything.
Tell us about your wonderful mother. First of all,
yes.
How young is she?
She is ready. She's 93, and she'll be 94 in December.
Yes.
And I told her she's already 94.
She's 90.
So you know, you're
yeah. 93. She doesn't even look 93. And what was she suffering from for many years?
Oh gosh.
Elvira,
I was
right?
just thinking, she was always very mucousy. She was always having to blow her nose. She would always have colds. She was always, you know, achy. She was
And her eyes.
She had, her eyes were
now how long, now she had diabetes too. How long did she have the diabetes?
Since about 1989.
So over 20,
shock.
So over 20
yeah.
years. Okay.
Yeah.
And before she came to see us too, she was actually having frequent urinary tract infections, correct?
Right. Also, and that was also, you know, her system, I guess just, it was really low and it was really, really trying its hardest to function.
Right, and
know?
How often would the doctors put her on the antibiotics?
It started to become like every weekend. It was like a revolving door. I mean, it was just like constantly. She
right.
would finish one antibiotic, and she would go right into another one. And then
weekly.
There were times that, yeah, it was weekly. And then it started to bother me because, oh, here, take this antibiotic. Oh, here. And I was like, well, but you don't even know if it's susceptible or if it's resistant mm-hmm. to.
They're just trying.
Know,
they're trying to see
and
each one works.
Not only that, her infections would not get better.
What ended up happening was that she would get them less and less, and it's been about a year that she's not had one. She had like a little toe problem. There was just like a little infection. They think that she might have hit her toe.
Mm-hmm.
So just to make sure that she was okay, they gave her another antibiotic. And I guess that must have triggered something because now she's got one. She does have a urinary tract infection. So I see, because the doctor said, that's strange. She's got a urinary tract infection right now.
Jorge,
let me try to
explain what's happening, okay? Antibiotics, anti-life. A human being is a living system, and you don't want to use anti-life. The cause infection are not the germs. Germs multiply only because of rotting of the system, because your health is weaker. Her health is weaker, not enough circulation to the bladder because of the weak kidney, and that's why certain germs multiply. The way to treat antibiotic is to improve the function of the kidney, improve the circulation to the bladder so that your white cell, your immunity gets there. When you use antibiotic, you kill the good germ and the bad germ, the good germ as well, then you become sicker.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become sicker, you develop infection not only in the bladder but everybody else.
Yeah, and not only that, I remember it was several months ago when she – or it was last year, actually. She was on so many antibiotics. Actually, she started developing diarrhea induced by the antibiotics.
Because
the
good germs from the colon are being killed.
It wipes out all the normal flora in your GI tract, and then you have severe. She had severe diarrhea, I remember.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So severe.
How's her diabetes now, her sugars?
Really great. In
mm-hmm.
fact, I even got a call from the doctor saying, hey, she's really good. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh,
what's
okay,
what's the
great.
Number?
What are her sugars in the morning?
In the morning,
fasting,
the fasting number is about 99,
90,
yeah.
Wow.
100. Sometimes she'll go up to 120, and I start to
that's
freak out
okay.
a little bit. But,
and I think, yeah, so the least amount of medication you can give her, really, because
right.
that's, yeah.
What's she on
right,
now?
Right, and that's what I... I'm sorry?
She should not be on any...
I don't even think she needs to be on
drugs for blood sugar because
yeah.
that hurts her heart.
Yeah.
So is she on any medication for diabetes?
I think is she still on insulin?
She's on insulin.
Oh.
And it's we're lessening it more and more and more. And I'm finding that I'm not going against the doctor, but I'm just going... He's actually along with me, but I just go ahead and take the initiative to cut some of it. Because,
right.
Let me explain to you, okay? The more insulin you give to her, the lazier the pancreas is going to be, okay?
Right.
Rely on us to improve the pancreatic function stronger
yeah.
so that diabetes become cured.
Mm-hmm. And then also what happened, she actually fell a few months ago. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that.
She slipped at a home, but the way she fell was that she slipped on her left side,
mm-hmm.
But that twisted her whole entire right side, and because the shoe, she had been losing some weight, the shoe was a little loose, I guess.
Right.
Her foot twisted in it.
And her whole
and so
side became bruised, right?
Bruised.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was bruised. And she kept saying, oh, my hip, and I went, oh, God, please no.
So how's
well,
she now?
Well, I'm emergency.
Oh.
I'm sorry?
You took her to emergency, right? Everything was fine.
I took her to emergency, and they said it was just a hematoma, just go home. And I said, what do you mean? And I just thought maybe, no, we checked her out. Everything's fine.
But she was in pain, right?
Go.
She was in a lot of
pain. She was in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I called you, and you said, well, no, bring her in right away. And because her appointment was on Wednesday, I think you said just bring her on Monday. And I said, okay. I'm not kidding. Within That night she slept because she couldn't sleep all the other nights.
After one treatment.
Because that, her bruising did not at all turn out to be what it should be. The
right.
black, the brown, everything. I mean, it should have been really
right.
ugly.
And
even the doctors.
The doctor was saying, what, it would take her 8 months to recover from the fall?
Right.
Hey, I just want to make sure that you're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Just one treatment, right? Just
one treatment. I am not kidding. One treatment, and she even said she was, oh, my gosh, I can feel so much better. The bruising, the doctor told me when at the emergency room, I said, well, how long is this going to take? What do you mean that you're going to send her home? Aren't you going to do anything for her? And they said, no, it's just a hematoma. Go home, and she'll be fine. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. And so what ends up happening, I asked them, I said, how long is this going to take? And they said, 8 months just for her to begin to heal. I took her on Monday to her regular doctor. He told me, I'll give her maybe to the end of the month to maybe begin to heal maybe, but I won't really expect anything to happen.
Yeah.
We went to you on Wednesday. That's right. That's what it was. I went to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, one treatment.
Boom.
Yeah.
One treatment.
Wonderful.
She was already on the road recovery.
Because the circulation improved.
Right.
That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Jorge,
exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us today and telling
a
wonderful
story. Can I just tell you one last thing?
Sure.
Okay.
One last thing really fast. Okay. Her cholesterol, really, really good. Thank you so much for turning us on to that fish oil and the greens.
Yeah.
In June of 2011, she was 231.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in June of 2012, she's at 197.
Wow.
And no medication, right?
No medication.
No medication. No medication
Wonderful.
Whatsoever. And you know, and the range unit is 125 to 200, so she's at 197. She's obviously moving down.
She's doing great, yeah.
She's really doing good. Her healthy... you know, the healthy cholesterol is moving up really great. And then her lousy, get a load of this. She was at 198. No, wait, her lousy was 157.
Uh-huh.
Now she's at 120. She's
good.
Much better. The range unit is 130, and
Wonderful.
It's supposed to be 120.
That's
but I don't
great.
Want to go any lower because I know we need cholesterol in our body and, you know,
exactly.
functioning.
The drug company want to lower so you can take drugs. So don't take their drugs.
That's
it
great
rots
news. I'm so glad you told me that because then we know what we're using is working.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jorge. Have a great weekend. We'll have
you
on
as
again.
Well.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
You too.
God bless.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.